Going In Raw is now a CastBox original. CastBox is the fastest growing, highest rated podcast app on both iOS and Android, where you can find all your favorite podcasts. You can still listen to Going In Raw wherever you get your podcasts, but we hope you'll give CastBox a shot. We think it's the best.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson, and welcome to Going In Raw Countout, the only top 10 countdown type show right here at youtube.com/Steven Larson, and anywhere, and anywhere, fine podcasts are available, including the CastBox app.
Yes.
Got a great partnership with CastBox. Check it out. Check out the app. We're also on the Apple or iOS podcast.
Yeah.
That one too. Pretty much any other podcast service, we're there. You can also find us on the Patreon at patreon.com/Steven Larson.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Patreon works at this point, I'm guessing.
Yeah, I would think so.
Contribution tiers in return for your contribution, you get a reward.
It's like a subscription service for cool people or not cool people.
All right. We're also Pro Wrestling Tees, prowrestlingtees.com/goinginraw.
Yeah. We have a bunch of t-shirts there.
Yeah, we'll have more.
It's kind of self-explanatory. Anyway, yeah. This is a countout top 10 show. And this past week on Raw and SmackDown, they kicked off Road to Money in the Bank. Now, we're still like 6 weeks away from Money in Bank.
Yeah, a lot of time between now and Money in Bank.
But they kicked things off anyways. It was kind of obvious they wanted to clear the decks, if you will. They wanted to get backlash. They noticed there
cleanse
was...
the palate.
Cleanse the palate. Thank you very much. Yeah, they wanted the backlash to be a thing of the past. And so they're moving right ahead with Money in the Bank. It was actually a pretty entertaining episode of Raw.
It was.
We're filming this before SmackDown happened. So
many things could happen at SmackDown that could just completely sidetrack whatever we're about to talk about today. Nonetheless, we're plowing forward.
Yeah. Well,
we're not going to let real life circumstance dictate what we do, Steve.
Hey, well, here's the thing. Even if, so for example, we know is on Raw, Finn Balor, Braun Strowman, and Ember Moon all qualified for Money in the Bank.
Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, Roman Reigns did not.
Right, exactly. However, given that there's so much time, it's always possible to write those names back in contention. So even if some of these names, by the time SmackDown is done with, have been eliminated, it's always possible for them to be written back in. This is, of course, top 10 WWE superstars who should win Money in the Bank. And it looks like this year we're probably going to have 3 Money in the Bank matches, men's, women's, and it looks like tag teams. This might be confirmed on SmackDown. So again, this might be kind of thing where you're saying, Steven Larson, what are you talking about as if it hasn't already happened? But we saw a couple tag teams talk about Money in the Bank on SmackDown.
Yeah, they were cutting iPhone promos.
So we added tag teams to this list.
And if it doesn't pan out, it doesn't pan out.
Yeah, who cares? Anyways, let's get right into it. Number 10.
10.
Ember Moon.
See, she was the second overall to qualify for a Money in the Bank match, first in the women's division. She was just brought up following WrestleMania. She's already impressed a lot during her short tenure on Raw.
Yeah.
She's a phenomenal wrestler. Odds are she's going to be in this match primarily for one spot, Eclipse off the top of the ladder.
Yeah, which would be worth it.
Great.
It's totally going to be worth it.
Nonetheless, I think if they want to give the briefcase to an on-the-rise star, Ember Moon's got to be on the top of that list. She's incredible in the ring. We just saw in the Triple Threat qualifying match this past week on Raw, she's a great seller, incredibly athletic, is really creative with the moves she pulls off. I think she'd be a great pick to carry that briefcase, cash in at some point, successfully win the title from whoever may be champion at the time.
Yeah, no, I agree. Money in the Bank can be, if the title or if the contract isn't cashed in immediately, as we saw with Carmella this past go-around, Money in the Bank kind of serves as a bit of an interim title, if you will. It's something that you can hold on to that says, I've accomplished something.
Well, it pretty much makes you the champ in waiting.
Right, exactly.
And they said last night on Raw that of the 16, I think, Money in the Bank winners, 13 have successfully cashed in.
Or 19 and 16, something like
that. Oh, yeah,
I think they said it was
18
and 16. It was 18 and 16.
It was three fewer, so it was 19 and 16.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry, got my numbers mixed up.
That's okay. So, I mean, it kind of makes you, like you said, champ in waiting. I think that would be a terrific role for Ember Moon at this point. Given that, you know, with the superstar shakeup, with NXT call-ups, of course, she was one of them. The women's division, I mean, the same could be said for the men's division. But the talent level is so stacked these days that her sort of being part of the actual title scene there on Raw, I'm not sure if 2018 is really going to be her year for that, especially given that Ronda Rousey is sort of sitting there waiting to get her her dues paid, if you will, before they put her in the title mix. So I'm not sure what Ember Moon's prospects are for the title scene right now. However, putting that Money in the Bank briefcase on her will let fans know we're serious about this person.
Yeah.
Keep an eye on her. There's a reason why she has this briefcase, because we think that big things are going to happen for her.
Yes.
Ember Moon, I think, absolutely could benefit. We would benefit. I think it'd be fantastic to see her. Her NXT title run was kind of short. She kind of felt transitional. I mean, it's funny because, like, every NXT champion these days kind of feels
transitional. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of the purpose of NXT championships, but her reign especially, like, she's, you know, from Asuka. Asuka actually was a dominant champion, always there, always defending. Her reign only lasted like, what, 2 months or something like that?
Yeah,
or
a couple takeovers.
A couple takeovers before they gave it back to Shayna Baszler, who's probably going to have it for a spell. So I would like her to get Money in the Bank. I think it'd be fantastic.
Yes.
Next, number nine. Shinsuke Nakamura. Now, you have laid out a wonderful plan that you think would be fantastic for Nakamura. I love this idea. Why don't you tell the
people
what
you're essentially
talking
about? what would happen is that Nakamura would take part in the Money in the Bank ladder match. He would win it. And the main event of, or one of the main events, given how they've been treating the WWE title, maybe not even close to the main event, of Money in the Bank would be AJ Styles versus, say, Samoa Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Hard-fought, hard-hitting match. AJ comes out with the belt still. After the match, mere minutes after winning the Money in the Bank briefcase, Nakamura comes out, low blow, cashes in, pins AJ, new champion. I think it'd be a great way to even get more heat on Nakamura as top heel on SmackDown. Fit perfectly with his storyline that's going right now. And actually elevate this feud between Nakamura and Styles to another level, because right now there feels a little bit like they're starting to tread water.
Yeah, I mean, the double low blow at Backlash, I mean, I think everybody wants to get the stank of Backlash out of their mouths. And so it does feel that way, although I think that Nakamura still feels pretty fresh with his heel persona.
Oh, yeah. I mean, his character work's still great. It just kind of feels like they're obviously biding their time before
they pull the trigger on Nakamura.
Yeah, I know. But part of the issue, I think, I mean, I didn't really have a huge problem with the double low blow finish. It doesn't really feel like the matches are necessarily building on each other.
It didn't advance anything from the Rumble. You're right.
It just kept going on what was going on. The reason Nakamura is not higher on this list, because the scenario I just explained doesn't seem likely. It seems like we're getting another rematch at Money in the Bank between Nakamura and Styles, rather than Nakamura being in the ladder match, winning the briefcase, cashing in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, could be. Number eight.
Eight.
The Miz. Now, he had a pretty decent promo on, I believe it was the Backlash.
Oh, post-show?
Post-show, where he talked about, you know, he essentially talked about winning Money in the Bank, putting the IC title loss behind him. And he said his general point was, when you have Money in the Bank, you have the one thing in this industry that is most important, and that is power and the ability to wield that power when and how you see fit. He illustrated it in a way that I thought was very clever and just indicative of how good The Miz has been sort of defining his role in the WWE over the past 18 months or so. And so we both feel that him with that Money in the Bank briefcase could especially serve to elevate the feud between him and Daniel Bryan, should Daniel Bryan end up winning the WWE Championship, which we both feel is fairly inevitable.
Yeah, it's going to happen at some point.
So having Miz cash in on Daniel Bryan, we both think would be a magnificent way to keep that going. I think, again, with The Miz, he did elevate that Ick title, if you will.
Yeah.
And like I said previously, the Money in the Bank briefcase really does feel like kind of a de facto title on its own.
Mm-hmm.
And so him carrying that would be sort of his new thing to hold on to. And if you always have The Miz laying in wait, as we know, he is one of the biggest opportunists
yes.
in the WWE. That could be
yes,
be really
and,
great.
And the mechanics of the Money in the Bank cash in as they are usually executed favors heels carrying that briefcase.
Oh yeah, sure, yeah.
You know, it's not exactly a face move for someone to cash in after,
right, yeah.
you know, their opponent to be has already wrestled a full match and is probably, you know, pretty darn beat up.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, typically favors heel winners and heels successfully cashing in.
Yes. Number seven.
Seven.
Samoa Joe. Speaking of great heels.
Yeah.
Again, because Joe hasn't really been decorated at all since he had that NXT championship.
Correct.
He didn't have the IC title. He didn't have the US
no.
title. Again, this, you know, I mean, a lot of the stuff that we just said about The Miz could be repeated with Samoa Joe. He's already come out and sort of put AJ Styles on notice, if you mm-hmm. will. So he'll be laying in wait for whenever the Shinsuke business is done with, or maybe in the interim if AJ and Shinsuke sort of part ways for whatever reason. In the meantime, like you said, we could see Samoa Joe versus AJ Styles at Money in the Bank leading to a Shinsuke cash-in. However, if we do see AJ Styles versus Shinsuke at Money in the Bank, I could see the same scenario playing out. Maybe AJ squeaks by Nakamura, which would be a shame. I think Nakamura really needs that title.
Yeah.
But if that happens, you always have Samoa Joe laying in wait if he had just won that Money yeah. in the Bank. And again, a sign of, you know, decoration for a guy who really needs it.
And also, I think after losing at Greatest Royal Rumble and losing at Backlash, Joe needs to win something.
Yeah, he really does.
He needs a signature victory.
He really does. Yeah, he needs one.
And I think this would be a great way to start the process of rebuilding. I mean, no one, there, I don't think anybody in the WWE Universe doesn't take Samoa Joe seriously as a legitimate yeah. threat to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody loves Joe. Who doesn't love Joe? Nonetheless, kayfabe-wise, he needs to start putting some wins together.
Yeah, it's kind of funny. He hasn't. Joe was one of those guys who I would imagine if you take a look at his win-loss record since he came to main roster, it'd probably be super underwhelming. However, you always consider him in that picture, in the mix. He can instantly be up there in the top echelon.
Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I could easily see him. See, your scenario might be too good to be to play out. Plus, on top of that, I do imagine they'd probably go another round with Shinsuke mm-hmm. AJ at mm-hmm. Money in the Bank. So, I don't know. Samoa Joe, I would actually think, is one of my favorites to win Money in the Bank. And then watch this week. Does he have a qualifier on SmackDown?
No.
Okay. All right. Number six.
Six.
The New Day. So, getting back to tag teams.
Well, hold on. I think they would be a great choice for the tag team Money in the Bank, but also
oh good, they're not gonna
the
do
men's
that.
Money in the Bank.
They're
imagine
not.
If they free bird yeah, rule that briefcase.
Want them to free bird rule everything,
and then you never know, you know, whether it would be Kofi or Big E or Xavier Woods being the one to cash in.
Mm-hmm.
That's exciting.
Yeah, that would be pretty exciting. However, let's get back down to reality.
Okay, yeah, the tag team Money in the Bank. Yeah, it's probably more likely. And here's the thing: we read a while ago that Vince wants to establish New Day. Granted, he hasn't done a whole lot since we read that to accomplish this goal.
True.
Establish New Day.
He hasn't
Day.
Broken up, though.
No. Establish New Day as the greatest tag team, at least in WWE history, mm-hmm. which in Vince's mind is wrestling history.
Yeah.
And having them be the first tag team to win the tag team Money in the Bank briefcase could potentially do that.
Well, yeah, it would just add yet another accolade to their already very impressive resume.
Yes.
I could totally see this happening. On top of that, the New Day are great with props.
Yes.
And Money in the Bank is a wonderful prop for them to put in, like, probably teal tones,
mm-hmm.
some bright, colorful blue tones.
A unicorn or two, some pancakes, perhaps.
Airspray, right?
Airbrush,
thank you. I was like, air paint, airspray. No,
spray that, paint.
Spray paint.
Or airbrush.
Airbrush, thank you. Some pancakes on it, like a unicorn or something on it. What the heck? Just turn down, please.
Yeah, you have audio on your computer.
Anyways. So yeah, they would do wonders for the actual briefcase itself, and it would be a lot of fun to see maybe the Usos and the Bludgeon Brothers have another drag out beat down fight. Bludgeon Brothers go over, but maybe that's the only way they're able to lose those titles if the New Day cashes in on them at the opportune moment.
Mm-hmm.
I think that'd be fantastic, and I could totally see that happening.
Oh yes,
it will be very interesting to see how they book tag teams in the Money in the Bank situation. I mentioned this before. You know, the idea that with the singles title or with the singles Money in the Bank, you know, it's really easy to get a guy.
Oh, you have a downed opponent, you go cash in.
Exactly.
It might take a matter of move or two.
Tag teams are a different dynamic.
Yeah.
You know, one guy can eat the bullet for the other guy, and So yeah, it's a different dynamic there. So we'll see how that plays out. Number five.
Five.
Becky Lynch, hot fire.
They have to do something with her at some point.
So ever since she lost the SmackDown women's title, she's kind of like always around. Like, you know that she could always, she's like the best wrestler on the roster.
She's always involved in one of the major stories on SmackDown, the women's division.
She's
but
never really the focal point.
Exactly.
And she needs something to say, hey, she's still important. And it would be interesting for, you know, I mean, it would be good for that, but it'd also be interesting to see if maybe she could use the Money in the Bank briefcase as sort of the catalyst for a heel turn, because mm-hmm. we've kind of been advocating for a Becky Lynch heel turn. I'm not sure if the fans would really be into it, but I think she could pull it off.
I think the reason we've been advocating for it is because it would just be something different.
Yeah.
It would kind of hopefully give creative an inspiration to get her out of kind of the funk that her character seems to be in, or, you know?
Yeah, and Charlotte and Asuka aren't really going anywhere in terms of being 1A and 1B top faces in the women's division there on SmackDown. So Becky Lynch definitely needs something to do. I'm not sure what sort of the, I'm not going to say ceiling, because Carmella is the champion. I'm not sure what kind of legs she'll have as champion, although she just beat Carmella cleanly. Charlotte cleanly, so that was weird. But I think Becky Lynch could do a lot with sort of a heel persona. Mm-hmm. I think she'd kill it. Mm-hmm. So seeing her with Money in the Bank, I think would be a lot of fun, especially if either Charlotte picks that title back up or if Asuka picks up the title from Carmella, which might be likely, given that Carmella did just beat Charlotte, who beat Asuka. You know, that'd be kind of reclaiming, you know, her mojo from losing the streak. I could see Becky Lynch maybe trying to cash in on Oscar or something like that.
Could so be.
We'll see what happens. Number four.
Four.
Daniel Bryan.
This would excite the WWE Universe like few things, maybe beyond him winning one of the top titles.
Yeah, he doesn't need it. He doesn't need Money in the Bank to be supremely over.
Or to make a case for a title shot.
But I feel like the WWE and Daniel Bryan are kind of on the same page in terms of, let's really get the most out of this while we can.
Because we never know when it might all come to an end.
And they know, they understand that the people love him, and they know that him holding that briefcase might be, number one, it'd be a lot of fun. Because here's the thing about Daniel Bryan, is that I could see Daniel Bryan doing the thing. I don't think that he'd do the heel thing where he'd cash in on a downed opponent, but I could see him saying, I'm cashing this in at WrestleMania in the main event.
Yeah.
That's what's going down. And then you'd have, like, you know, I don't know, whatever it is, 10 more months.
To build up to that story.
To build that story.
Which could be phenomenal, because I don't think anybody, I mean, Mr. Kennedy was supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was the idea
with
him, but I don't think anybody else has said, all right, I'm cashing this in now at WrestleMania in the main event.
Not at WrestleMania, no. RVD said he wants to cash in at ECW, but I don't think anybody else has declared, mm-mm, hey, I'm cashing this at this point.
Everybody, so it's been 12 years since anybody's even done anything remotely close.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. So, yeah, Daniel Bryan, I think it would excite people. It'd be an amazing feel-good moment, especially for him. But, you know, on the other hand, I could see him. I mean, what if The Miz won Money in the Bank, cashed in around Survivor Series when Joe, Nakamura, AJ's all kind of, like, you know, wrapping up their thing, maybe.
Yeah.
Cashes in, Daniel Bryan wins the Rumble,
yeah,
and there's your Mania match.
That's what I was going to ask you this. What would you rather have happen? Daniel Bryan winning Money in the Bank or having him win the Rumble?
It would be the Rumble. The Rumble is still more prestigious.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Money in the Bank, you have to sit there and kind of think, wait, who won on any given year? Rumble winners, you can pretty much remember.
And also, it would kind of be a full circle moment for Daniel Bryan, because there's, what, that one year where everybody won him in the Rumble?
Yeah, yeah,
never got it.
Yeah.
And the year after that, returning from injury, he's in the Rumble, is eliminated pretty quickly.
He has a history with the Rumbles. And on top of that, there's also a little bit of foreshadowing, perhaps with the greatest Royal Rumble, where he came in at number one and lasted all the way to, like, third to last or whatever.
Yeah.
So, there's definitely some history there. But Daniel Bryan carrying that briefcase.
Oh, that'd be great.
They would love that. And he'd have so much fun with it. Number three.
Three.
Dolph and Drew. Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, they seem...
as a tag team.
Perfectly suited to carry that tag team Money in the Bank briefcase.
Well, Dolph Ziggler's already had it as well.
He has.
Yeah, he's had it.
He's successfully cashed in.
Exactly. Yeah, he did. So this, I think this makes a lot of sense. They're a new tag team only since Raw after Mania.
But it's still already established talents.
Exactly. They've been booked stronger than Authors of Pain.
They've been on TV more often.
I think they have big plans for these two. They should.
Yeah.
Because Drew is an absolute stud. And Dolph seems to be having fun right now. And so, and you have like a long-term story with their eventual split. But I think to add fuel to that eventual split story, being the first tag team to win Money in the Bank, mm-hmm. I think would be a killer way to kick that off. Mm-hmm. To see them cash in. You know, Dolph already has the experience. You got giant Drew McIntyre. I would love to see. I think the briefcase kind of just oddly fits with them. Like they're my top tag team to take the money.
Yeah,
in the
same
bank.
Here.
Yeah.
Keep hitting stuff.
It'd be fun to see them against Bray and Matt, assuming they keep it till whenever the cash in is.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know who's going to take those titles off Matt and Bray anytime soon. They seem to be investing a lot of time in developing that relationship.
Yeah, they do. Yeah.
So they might carry him up until the point they want to break him up.
Yeah. But no, Dolph Ziggler and Drew McIntyre, they're kind of the arrogant. I mean, I guess they're heels, but they kind of feel more like tweeners. You know?
They're overtly heelish.
Yeah, they're dominant. They're arrogant, but they're still kind of charming and lovable. Mm-hmm, you know, so mm-hmm. they are just who they are, and that's kind of like the bet. Like people really like that kind of thing. So I think them winning. It's funny because the tag division isn't the tag division in general. Like from the pool of both rosters. I mean, SmackDown's pretty stacked. You got the Bludgeon Brothers, you got Usos and New Day, and
T-Bar.
That's pretty stacked.
Yeah.
Over on Raw, it's a bit more of a...
Well, you have Matt and Bray, but then you have Revival, who have been underutilized.
They're in the doldrums. I mean,
yeah.
I hate to say, I can declare it now. They are kind of being buried. I don't know if it's... I don't know what the deal with that is. It seemed like they were going to give them a little bit of a push, and now they haven't...
Oh, also on SmackDown's the club.
Oh, and the club over there. But then you got like Breezango, Revival, Titus Worldwide is kind of a tag team, I guess.
Yeah, Slater and Rhino.
Oh, they're terrible.
Authors of Pain, who they're not really doing much with. We thought Kevin and Sammy might be in the tag division. Doesn't seem like that's going to happen.
Yeah.
So you have Dolph and Drew.
Yeah.
And then Matt and Bray.
Yeah. I just kind of think they just sort of feel right for Money in the Bank. They really do, especially because they're not that well established. That's a pretty big accolade for them.
Yeah.
Number two. The Iconics. Now, no, not for any tag team, but one of them should win.
And they should both carry the briefcase.
Exactly. They've done a pretty decent job out the gate with the Iconics, establishing them as a team to sort of deal with in the women's, you know, obviously singles division because there's a tag division there. It doesn't look like they're aiming to... I know that there was talk or there was rumors or the WWE.com had that thing out where they were floating the idea of a women's tag division. That might still come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
But talk on that level has kind of cooled down a little bit. And so it does feel like the Iconics are probably going to be just rolling as a dominant singles
team.
Faction team, exactly. And so having either Peyton Royce or Billy Kay pick up the briefcase and then carry it together, I mean, that would be really interesting because then not only do you have, when you're cashing in on somebody, not only do you have your briefcase, you've got your wingman with you who's ready to
help you out
a little bit.
Yep.
So yeah, I think the Iconics, I could totally, and again, they're new to the main roster. It'd be a great sort of, you know, kickoff coronation for them, really.
Yeah. And also tonight on SmackDown, we get Charlotte versus Peyton Royce at qualifier. So we might get a sense
of
whether Peyton Royce is going to be in Money in the Bank or not.
And if it's not one, it might be the other. Number one, person that we feel should totally win.
Oh, yeah.
Money in the Bank.
Oh, yeah.
Give me a break. Give me a two sweet.
Nah.
Finn Balor.
He is my number one real choice to win Money in the Bank. Here's the thing. He never got his Universal title rematch.
No.
Still never got it.
No, he didn't.
It's been more than a year. Been a year and a half. Yeah, almost 2 years.
Yeah, man. God,
it's been almost 2 years since he won. Geez. Give him that briefcase.
Yes.
give him a little bit of a tweener edge. Massively popular. He's already super popular.
Yeah.
He got a great pop last night when he won that triple threat match. Give him that briefcase, tweener edge. It's kind of a bummer the club went over to SmackDown because you can really do a Balor Club thing with with that briefcase. How amazing would that be?
That'd be great.
Gosh, it just seems to fit perfectly.
Oh, I know. It's exactly that.
And he's another guy, even if he doesn't do the tweener thing, I could see him saying, all right, I'm cashing in at this time.
Yeah.
This day.
Yeah.
And building towards that moment.
The funny thing about Finn Balor is that I could see him doing either one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not above cashing in on a and people would. There are certain people who can kind of, who can act a bit shady, and people are totally, and people mark out for it.
Oh, yeah,
big time.
Finn Balor is definitely one of those guys.
He's definitely one of those guys. Yep. So I could absolutely see, you know, at the end of SummerSlam or something. I mean, talk about perfect timing. At the end of SummerSlam, let's say Roman beats Brock or whatever they're going to do with that.
Yeah, and both are bloody messes.
Yeah.
Finn comes down, cashes in, pins Roman.
Yeah. And then on top of that, you've got some more heat between Seth and Finn because Finn just stole Seth's playbook. Mm-hmm. This is 2 years after Seth beat Finn. There's all sorts of shit they can write there. There's all sorts of ways they can go.
Which means they probably won't do any of it.
Yeah, they're probably not going to do any of it.
Not going to do any of it.
Yeah, it's probably going to be somebody on our other list. Oh, that's right. We did another episode. We did the people, top 10 wrestlers who should not win Money in the Bank. And it should be a fun one. Go check that out now if you haven't already. And, thanks for watching. And until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Goodbye.